Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We're talking to play-by-play man Kevin Harlan. You're the best when it comes to play-by-play of life.
We're sending Marshall Harris to D.C. to run on the field.
Come on, Marshall. Nah. Bring it home, baby. We're ready for you.
The Raheemy Harrison Grody Show, middays 10 to 2 on 670 The Score.
Really, a halfway point of the season was this last week, and so we're excited about what November and December have to hold. This is really where teams start to separate themselves, so they know that, and we're looking forward to this challenge.
You know, a great coach once told me there's no turkeys left after Thanksgiving in football. Now, granted, that was the discussion surrounding the high school playoffs, but I think it applies here. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. That was Ben Johnson. Good to know that Ben is with us, that the halfway point is after 9 games and not 8 games. I was glad to see that he has weighed in on this very controversial topic in
the
NFL.
It's not controversial.
This very scandalous topic in the NFL.
Less than 50%, you're not halfway there. More than 50%, you're halfway there.
This very incendiary and polarizing topic in the NFL.
Oh, I love it. I love incendiary.
You just like polar bears because they got bears in them.
Bears. This alarming bears. Topic in the NFL.
Bears. Dint, dint.
That's a reference to earlier this morning.
Ding, ding.
But the good news is we get to discuss this. The good news is we get to ask this question because that's what really good teams do. And I feel like it happens in all sports, all of them. When you get to say that a team is likely ahead of schedule, and it's especially good when you're talking about a team in its first year with a new head coach. So how far ahead of schedule are the Bears being at first place, being at 7-3, facing the Steelers team, and currently as it stands, because of that first place designation, the third seed in the NFC playoffs.
What?
They are very far ahead of schedule. I'm going to just throw that out there. If they had been like 5-5 in this moment, or 4-6, I'd be like, yeah, they're right on time. They're getting better because they, like, remember, 0-2, only one way to go from there, and that's up. Either 0-2 or you stay bad. you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, 0-3, like we've seen with a lot of teams in the league, the O-and starts to get catastrophic after 0-2.
And sometimes the O-and just becomes a 1-and or a 2-and, and you kind of just stay in that 5 and below category. But this ain't 5 below. That's not
cold.
That's not where we're
I do
shopping.
Love a good 5 below trip, though.
We're at the Macy's right now.
Mm-hmm. I prefer to get the degrees to exist.
And the walnut room?
I'm not saying that we have Macy's money, but no one looked at us funny when we walked into the Macy's. Well, you know? And so,
relatively speaking.
May I talk to you?
And so, like,
may do you have a receipt?
Is that what it is? No, may I talk to you?
May I meet you?
May I meet you? I might go to Macy's today. I might walk home.
Please don't say may I meet you, though.
That's why, because it has a Starbucks in it. That's why
Brooks
you might go to Macy's.
Is craving an egg sando of some kind. Yes,
absolutely.
No, but to my point, listen. They are ahead of schedule, and if we're trying to figure out how far ahead of schedule they are, it's the fact that the possibilities are endless right now in this moment. So they're at the top of where what what the schedule is. They're already to my win total for the season, and they've got seven games left to play. Caleb Williams, I don't believe, is ahead of schedule, but Ben Johnson and this team are ahead of schedule.
Well, and that's the point. And I know we've talked about 2018 quite a bit. It's only going to happen more because there are some real parallels here when it comes to the we talked about new head coach bounce when you're the Giants and you fire Brian Daboll, you bring in, you know, you elevate Mike Kafka. But in this case, it's the new head coach come up because in the first year, new head coaches really can do a lot in the NFL. Let's go back to Nick Sirianni, for example. Let's go back to Doug Peterson in 2018. You know, with the Eagles, that's a good example. Matt Nagy in 2018, as we mentioned. And,
go to the Texans.
The success that you can have, D'Amico Ryans, you can make the playoffs with a new head coach because the league hasn't developed a book on what they do yet either in a full season. I feel like the year is the test. But we've seen what happens when new head coaches get to that point. You can, now you can say you can, not the Bears necessarily, but you can make a Super Bowl with a new head coach. We've seen that happen. You can get into the playoffs with a new head coach. You can do all these things. So that ahead of schedule, I think, is fair when it comes to now the possibilities that people can have.
I think that they are ahead of schedule because they know how to win, and we don't have to go through the exercise of, like, does this team know how to win? Can they finish? And I wish they would finish better. But they are finishing and winning. The question remains, like, and we can do this exercise, and I'll start this exercise, is what is truly sustainable? Like, you want to be ahead of schedule, will you stay ahead of schedule? So what's sustainable is, and we've been through these things, Caleb Williams in the fourth quarter. Do we agree that that's a pretty good box that has been checked for, while he still needs a lot of development, Caleb in the fourth quarter is something that you could look at as sustainable and discernibly good. You can look at what the Bears are doing with their running game since about, what, week three this year, week four, something like
that?
Yeah,
post-bye.
That is sustainable.
No, week three, too. They started.
I believe that if Ben Johnson is able to do what he is doing with that personnel, like DeAndre Swift and Kyle Manungai, I think we could all agree, like, those aren't great running backs. Those are decent running backs at the NFL level, right? So that's a sustainable thing. But I don't know what else. Like, what else have the Bears done this year? If they're ahead of schedule, where are the specific areas on this team that they are ahead of schedule? Because you even said it. Like, Caleb Williams is not ahead of schedule. He's not. He's getting better, and I'm pretty excited about him. But I don't know that he's ahead of schedule.
I'll tell you where they're ahead of schedule.
Please do.
The offensive line came together a lot faster than I thought it
would.
That's
a good one.
And
that's a good one.
So much so that they are allowed to give Theo Benedett this grace period to try to learn the position at the NFL level in this way and get better.
It's not even inconceivable to think that that could be the starting five next year. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. I will go a step further and say, you know, DeAndre Swift, as much as we talked about the running back room as a whole, and that's a different discussion from the individual running back that is DeAndre Swift, the running game has gotten them to this point. They run the ball even in fourth quarters of games because they know that that helps develop their offensive rhythm. So the running game being as established as it is, being either one or two in the NFL in yards per game, depending on the week, that is part of this for me. So I think that that's ahead of schedule.
That's a good one.
I also, even though the linebackers are established veterans, when TJ Edwards and Tremaine Edmonds are both healthy, it is a different defense, and they have to pick up the slack a little bit for a defensive line that is very expensive, but not producing enough up front for what it's being paid.
Right, that's not ahead of schedule.
But I do think that just the way Dennis Allen has set up the linebackers, that is something that has really showcased their talents. Think about how we've talked about Tremaine Edmonds all season, and what we wouldn't have given to have these discussions about him in the years previous to this. So those are my three where I can say, yes,
okay,
you can look at these things and say, this is productive. And think about the secondary, how we talk about a secondary that by all other metrics should be the weakest part of the team because of how many injuries it's had. And instead, we talk about their ability to blitz and their ability to take away the ball. That's incredible to me.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Yeah, I think the secondary is actually ahead of schedule from the standpoint of what personnel is available to them and what they've been able to create. When you're talking about the guys back there and the fact that they have two of the leaders in interceptions just from their secondary. Kevin Byard leads the entire NFL with the 5 interceptions. I think the running game is on schedule, you know, and I do think the bye week was the difference maker leading into the bye.
That's right.
They had a week in which they got 87 yards on 29 carries against the Raiders. Then they came back with, what was the third game of the season?
Mark Grody's least favorite win was Dallas.
Cowboys. Against the Cowboys, they had 29 carries for 87 yards. That's a 3.0 average. It's not good enough. Against the Raiders in week 4, just before the bye, yes, they got the win. But remember, they averaged 2.7 yards a carry, 26 carries, 69 yards. Since then, though, since the bye, they have run the ball. They have got all the way up to top 3 in the NFL in rushing attack. So that's what's on schedule to me, because it took time to get there, but they're there. The quarterback, he's, I guess, on schedule? Like, are we calling it behind schedule?
No, because remember what Ben Johnson said. Strip it down to the studs, rebuild this man.
Yeah, you do have
December. We're not there yet.
That goes in the quotient, right? I mean, that is all part of the math problem when it comes to, you do have to add in whatever last year was, whoever was responsible. And Caleb takes a lot of responsibility, or should take a lot of responsibility for last year. But yeah, I mean, for sure that caveat has to be. That's a good question. Like, is Caleb right on time now? I think relative to where he was picked and what we expected, he's behind schedule a little bit.
Well,
the overthrows are not great. This is Mahimi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score.
We're talking about the schedule and whether the Bears are, well, I guess we're saying they are ahead of schedule because they're 7-3 and nobody had them at 7-3 and in first place in the NFC North. But we're kind of compartmentalizing
sustainability.
The sustainability of some of these things. I think I agree with you, Caleb. Fourth quarter, check that box. Yep. It's over and done with. Yep. We know what he's capable of late in the game. I need to see the consistency, but I think he's on schedule because they're 7-3 and they wouldn't be 7-3 without Caleb Williams' play. So that's why he's on schedule, because he's continuing to get better. We just had Tim Jenkins on. He talked about how he's continuing to take steps forward. As long as that goes to the end of the season and we can say at the end of the season, hey, this guy is way better than he was at the start of the season, I'm good with that.
He is keeping you in the game, and he's not losing you games. And now it's just the step of take over a game. When you look at it through that lens,
right, and that's
better than at least half the quarterbacks in the league, if not probably 40%, right? You're in the top 40% by doing that alone.
Yeah, he took over against the Cowboys for the whole game. Other than that, it's been fourth quarter magic for him, which is understandable given where they have been. But bottom line is they've won 7 of the 10 games. I think they are so far ahead of schedule right now as a team that I'm willing to give him grace and be like, what happens when they get these defensive players back? I think that will determine how they can stay ahead of schedule.
Yeah, well, I'm a little... of course, you got to take into account the players that are missing on defense. But right now, that's not sustainable because it's not sustainable to depend on turnovers because of the luck quotient that goes with it. And I get it. They're good at it this year. But when we look into next year, there's no way you could look at next year and be like, oh, yeah, the Bears are good for 10 interceptions. This is not the way to look at it. And what's also not sustainable right now, and you kind of alluded to it, Layla, is the defensive line. They are not getting to the quarterback, nor are they stopping the run well enough.
They're behind schedule. If you're using the schedule metric, the only person technically ahead of schedule is Jalen Johnson. His practice window opened on Friday.
You're right, and even the secondary that exists right now, they're giving up lots of big plays. Brisker, Nashawn Wright, all those guys.
But they are, but Tyreek. As a lot of defenses will tell you, they'll give him up between the 20s.
Yeah.
It's a matter of what they do after that that counts.
Still don't want to see explosive plays against the secondary no matter what. And you're right. You talk to anybody in the NFL, it's easy to do. Get down to the 20-yard lines. Can you punch it into the end zone?
But they're underneath. Like, we were talking about it in our group thread. That prevent defense leaves something to be desired. And by something, I mean everything. I hate it so much. Like, it didn't work.
You know my thing. I go with the adage, baby. Prevent defense, all it prevents you from is winning because you're letting a team get back in it because they can dink and dunk down the field. And next thing you know, one big play, it's a touchdown. And that's not the way they can. Look, this week is a big deal because a team with an established everything, except for maybe a quarterback, depending on what happens there, with Mike Tomlin leading it, is coming to your place. And I'm interested to see how they react. And I'm interested to see how Ben Johnson specifically and Mike Tomlin go head to head. Offense versus defense.
Do you think it's going to be like the constant cutaways we were getting of Ben Johnson, Brian Flores, Ben Johnson, Brian Flores, Ben
Absolutely.
Johnson, Brian Flores in the game?
And more so because they're head coaches and one of them has done all the things and the other one is trying to do the things.
And also the cutaways were hilarious because it was like, everybody's calm. Who can look the most calm? Did you notice that? Like,
That's hilarious.
It was painted so well by Fox. They did such a good job painting that cutaway chess match there.
What is Mike Tomlin known for other than winning a lot? Like, as far as a tactician,
other than the main job,
is it like no? But what's his major? Like, is it quarterback grooming? Is it offense? Is it defense?
Secondary and defense.
Is Tomlin's trick
also. The man's never had a losing season.
I know. That's why I said winning. I started with his identity as winning. Yeah.
The main thing is the main thing with Mike Tomlin.
Keep the main thing. The main thing is,
And inevitably, the standard is the standard.
Indubitably.
That's true. Come
out. We do not care.
No.
Bear.
Are we ready for a Mike Tomlin post-game press conference in Chicago?
I'm ready for his before the game stuff.
How long has he been there now? 17 years?
18? I think 18
years.
Year 18.
When's the last time he went to the Super Bowl for 18 years?
I mean, he hasn't had a playoff win in several.
You got it!
Kanye! Right?
Old Kanye.
We have to.
Way to go, dude.
Yeah, you're right. Old Kanye.
Old Kanye.
He hasn't won a playoff game since 2016.
It's something that you need to have.
This is 19. 19 years.
19.
And he hasn't won a playoff game since. That's why they want to run him out of town in Pittsburgh.
Hold on a second.
We want prenup.
Is that song 18 years old?
That
song is 19. It's 19 years old at least.
You can leave your ass.
Oh my God. The song is older than the line.
Yes.
Come out to Captain Jack's Beverage in Oak Forest this Thursday from 5:30 to 7 p.m. And you can meet me, Layla Rahimi.
Layla.
Yep. I'm the person. Register for your chance to win a pair of passes to attend Football After Dark with Nashawn Wright. That is at Moretti's in Bedford Park on December 2nd. It is all brought to you by Remy Martin VSOP. This is my city.
Gold Digger, by the way, released in 2005. It's 20 years old.
Oh, man. Bam, 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 bam. There's only one way to solve this.
And?
Put on your Air Force Ones.
Play the song.
Leftover Meatballs.
I like that.
Meatball Machine keeps on giving. Whoa. Let's do it next here on Raheem Harrison Grody on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.